I welcome you to Central Moments. Good to be with you today. We are looking this week, as we approach Easter, at a conversation that Jesus has with the disciples the night before he's crucified around the Last Supper table. The disciples really don't understand the implications of what's going to happen the next day when Jesus will die as a sacrifice for their sin. But given what we now know of Jesus' death, his resurrection, the imparting of his spirit to these same followers at the day of Pentecost, we see a lot of significance listening to Jesus, trying to coach his disciples, knowing things ourselves now that they still didn't understand. And he begins John 15 with one of his famous I am statements. The Gospel of John is well known for all the I am statements that John records. I am the bread of life. I am the great shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. And earlier in this same conversation at the Last Supper table, Jesus will say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, he says in John 15, 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. So it's a metaphor. It's an agricultural metaphor. They would have been used to vineyards everywhere in this part of Israel. And he said, I'm like the vine. He's going to say, and you are the branches, hopefully connected to me. But my Father is the gardener. And in the Old Testament, the image of the vine often referred to Israel. Now Jesus said, I'm the vine. And especially disobedient Israel. Now he says, I'm the vine. And he would take all of our disobedience on himself the next day at the cross. And we would become, through faith in him and his spirit living in us, part of the actual body of Christ. And so it's a unique identification for those who understood the Old Testament, a unique identification now of Jesus with his own, what would become his living church. And he said the Heavenly Father is the vine dresser or the gardener. And here's where he goes with that, verse 2. He cuts off, that's the gardener, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. So if you claim to be in me, but you're dead spiritually, there's going to be a cutting off. If you're what we would call a cultural Christian, I go to church once a month and I make a small donation once in a while. And I don't do some things my church tells me I shouldn't do. That means I'm a Christian. No, that means you live in the Bible Belt and you have a cultural Christianity, but it doesn't mean you are living the life of Jesus. And he says there are going to be dead branches and my Father will cut away. But every branch that does bear fruit, in other words, every branch connected to me and my life is flowing into them and they're bearing fruit, he says, there's going to be a cutting away there as well. The branch is not going to be cut away. You're not going to be cut away from Jesus. But there's going to be a cutting back in the sense of a pruning. While every branch that does bear fruit, Jesus says, he prunes so that may be even more fruitful. My wife and I live in a residential neighborhood. We have maybe 4 or 5 trees on our property. And every few years, we get them pruned. And they don't look pretty when they get pruned. I mean, they really get cut back. But it's for the health of that tree. And sometimes maybe God's doing that in your life right now. Maybe he's cutting back right now. Maybe you've seen fruitfulness. You've seen God use you. And then there's these seasons of like he just cuts you back. You don't understand why you're going through what you are. It's just humbling you. It's breaking you. It's bringing you to the end of yourself. But from Jesus' perspective, it's strengthening you and preparing you for the capacity to bear even more fruit in the future. And so, where does that bring us? Well, Jesus will tell us in verse 4, remain in me as I also remain in you. So if you're the branch connected to me, the vine, just remain. Keep connecting to the life source that I am. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit of itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. That word remain can be translated dwell. Unless you dwell in me, you'll not bear fruit. Or it can be translated abide. And that's where he's going to go next as he unpacks what it means to have that abiding lifestyle. Just abiding in the life of Jesus. Being pruned back with the idea that he wants to use us even more. And yet, at the bottom line, we are still connected to Jesus our life. The Christian life's not striving, it's not struggling, it's just surrendering to His life. So Father, we pray that Your life will pour through us today. We pray that the Spirit of God will work in us, that we'll be connected to You, the true vine, and that from You will pour life to us. In Jesus' name, amen.